Telecommunications problems in Wales have caused issues for Wales residents, organizations, and corporations in the past month and a half. Wales, with a population of 145, is located at the western tip of the Seward Peninsula and is closer to Russia than it is to Anchorage. Residents have had trouble getting their concerns addressed by the companies providing service. KNOM's Lorelai Kinnean has the story.
While Telalaska will be sending a technician to Wales on Monday to investigate the phone situation, residents in Wales have not had reliable phone service for nearly a month and a half. Landline service is provided by Telalaska and cell service by GCI. Frank Christie is the mayor of Wales and says he's had to dial the same phone number 3, 4, or 5 times to get through. Phone calls between cell phones and landlines do not connect, and long-distance service has been spotty at best. Chrissy says the problem with the phones has been going on for too long.
And you would think somebody would have fixed it by now. Alaska's been here. GCI's been here. Telalaska. I mean, everybody's been here to correct whatever. But we still have the same problem.
And Wales resident Jason Oxrock said, like many others, he's completely made the switch from a landline to solely a cell phone. He said sometimes it's taken a few days for people to get in touch with him because landline phone calls to a cell phone do not connect.
My biggest peeve is that if my child has a problem at the school right now, the school has no way of contacting me. If my son had an emergency at this school, they would have to come running across town and tell me my son is hurt.
He said the issue has been going on for weeks, and he's tried contacting both companies to get an answer and a repair.
If you call GCI, they'll transfer you to Telalaska and tell you it's Telalaska's problem. Telalaska will transfer you to GCI and tell you it's GCI's problem. It's happened to more than one person in the community who's tried to call and complain.
First, Telalaska was saying was GCI, and then they transferred me back. They said it was within our long-distance carrier, so they transferred me back, and then I was put on hold forever, so I just hung up the phone.
Terry Chrissy is the general manager for the Wales Native Corporation. She hadn't been able to make long-distance phone calls, and it affected business.
We had a building order put on hold for like a week and a half, due to our telephone services. Otherwise, the supplies would have been here and stored and put away or put up on the building.
And now the building project is behind schedule. Chrissy says she made multiple phone calls every day to make the order and finally made it through yesterday afternoon. She also works with the bank a lot, and one bank issue took 2 weeks to resolve because she simply could not make a long-distance phone call. GCI spokesperson David Morris says GCI acknowledges that there are service impacts in Wales. He says GCI is highly confident the issue is not in the GCI network. Telalaska spokesperson Celine Kaplan says they are sending a technician to Wales on Monday to see what the issue is. Telalaska owns the main platform that provides telecommunication services to residents in Wales. GCI links to that platform, and Telalaska assumes the problem lies within that connection. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.